think we ever had a word for that. A lot of people tell me they don't know of it. They just say a grassy area or something like that. You think of anything y'all might call that?
Well, I've known what it's called, but I
That's fine. Okay, what about if there's a graded road in perfectly level country and there's a ditch by the side of it? What would you call that?
Believe I know.
Maybe just a ditch?
Yeah.
Just a...
You wanted me to say ditch.
Uh-huh. And what would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do anything, doesn't hunt or anything like that? Would you say he's just a... That's just a... You said you didn't have a dog, but if one just came and stayed here, you know, you didn't particularly want him or anything, all he wanted to do was eat, and somebody say might ask you, "Is that your dog?" And you'd say, "Well, that's not my dog. That's just a..."
Well, I expect I'd say it's a dog that's been put out
okay,
here.
Okay. You ever heard it called a cur dog or a feist or
oh,
a
cuss? Yeah.
What?
I've heard of cur dogs.
What's a cur dog?
I couldn't tell you. A hunting dog,
oh,
I think.
Okay. What did they used to call the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? Do you know that little noise they make, kind of, or something?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what they might call that?
Was it called bray?
Okay. I think I heard that one. What about any of these? Laugh,
nay,
nicker, quicker,
quinny,
quinner.
Well, that nicker and whicker, that's all right.
Both of them heard of, okay. Okay, and what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this? And children used to play breaking them and see which one would get the longest or the shortest or something.
It's the breastbone, but that's not the right name for it, is it?
I think it's
really?
Called that a lot. I think it's called that a lot of times. If children play with it, they might call it a
fuzzy bone.
Okay, that's what the children call it. Do you remember that little game about it? If you get the long side or the short side, something good.
Yeah, but I don't remember
which was which.
Don't remember which was which and what it meant.
Uh-huh,
what they'd say it meant.
Well, sometimes people have told me different things about whether it was lucky to get the short one or lucky to get the long one, or what kind of one.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a second growth of hay or clover? Do you remember about that? The first growth has been cut and it's grown back again and they're going to cut it a second time. What would they call that? Do you know?
No.
Okay. And now then, what do you call the bread that you make of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Well, dressing. And my mother was bad to tender a chicken and put cornmeal in that. We'd eat it that way, and it's good, and it's still good to me.
Sure, it sounds good. Like a gravy, a thickened gravy?
Thicken your...
The chicken broth.
Broth with the meal.
Mm-hmm.
You wet it up.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, any other kinds of little things that you make with cornmeal? Any little kinds of breads or anything that were made with cornmeal?
Well, I know there's a good many, but that...
What about one that you just eat with fish?
Oh, corn dodgers.
Is that corn? Does that one have onion and so forth in it?
Uh-huh.
And it's fried.
Of course, you can leave it out, the onion, if you want to. Mm.